This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
And our guest is Mr. John E. Taylor, Jr., the chairman of the board of Twin River Worldwide Holdings, whose properties include the Twin River Casino in Lincoln. John, thanks for returning.
Thank you for having me.
You have quite a schedule talking about this new proposal for a hotel at Twin River in Lincoln. In general terms, describe it, please.
So we always saw ourselves as a convenience casino, one where our customers came, spent a few hours with us, and then left. And we didn't think we'd have a need for a hotel. But the more we talked to our table game customers, the more we realized that there is a need. We told the town of Lincoln that we would start any discussion with them first in terms of if our views change. So the conversation necessarily has started in the town. We were there last month, and we will go back for a public hearing on February 24th to kind of unveil our plans for the hotel at the property. And then we'll go to the legislature and begin the process of removing the prohibition.
The hotel will look like what?
Hotel will look very much like the existing building, same height, 4 stories, not taller than 60 feet. Think Courtyard Marriott or Hampton Inn style, not a big destination tower, but one that we can use as an amenity, again, for those table game players who would like to stay with us when they come and play.
And I understand it's going kind of on the east side of the complex?
The northeast side of the complex.
Where the track used to be.
Yeah. Where the track used to be, correct, to the left of the north entrance. It'll be connected to the casino, so you'll be able to access from the casino floor, but it'll also have its own separate entrance.
I mean, you're talking about an amenity. That's the result of extended hours you have. I mean, table games, but also just having more gaming going on throughout the day, right?
Right. We have said consistently that customer service and listening to our customers are what's going to position us for the competition that's going to come. So amenities that we think help differentiate ourselves from the competition are important to us, and now we've come to realize that a hotel is one of those amenities that is important.
And the competition being, the immediate competition being the opening of Plain Ridge up in
right,
Massachusetts.
So Plain Ridge Casino opens sometime around June 1st, maybe Memorial Day, we're starting to hear. We saw their first billboard on 95 as you head into Massachusetts.
And they're right in Plainville, right on the state
12
line.
Twelve miles from our front door. So they're going to be there. The interesting thing is the size of that casino in terms of the number of machines and square footage is exactly the same size as our second floor. And you've noticed probably that we've made a series of announcements of new entertainment facilities on that second floor, new game content on that second floor. We're really positioning our second floor to compete against what happens at Plain Ridge. And then we've got the benefit of a full entertainment center, 19 different restaurant outlets on property. So we're hoping that the fact that we can differentiate ourselves will keep us competitive.
Now, legislation is actually needed to build a hotel. Is that correct?
Sure, yes. There are a couple of restrictions that exist against Twin River Casino. One is that we can't have a hotel, and there are others related to our convention business as well as the types of entertainment we can have. We're not asking the legislature to touch those other restrictions. We're just asking them to relieve us of the restriction to not have a hotel, so that we can then go through the planning and zoning process in the town of Lincoln. So we're not trying to subvert that either.
Now, the General Assembly, of course, is already in session. Is there a bill in the works to...
Again, we said we wanted to start the conversation with the town of Lincoln, so we will go on the 24th and present them kind of our thinking at this stage. And then we're hopeful at that point that the Lincoln delegation to the General Assembly would submit legislation on our behalf to remove the prohibition.
For this session.
Have you gotten any sense from the town of Lincoln? I know you've had preliminary talks with them. Their sense of their attitude toward the hotel?
I think they're very open to it. I think they want their residents to have the opportunity to hear for themselves what it's going to be and how it's going to be used, as well as to be able to ask us questions. So, so far, the response that we get directly from the residents of the town of Lincoln and others in the state has been overwhelmingly positive. But again, we're going to go through that public hearing process, and we may learn some things that we weren't considering.
Now, this change, does it need to go to the ballot as some of these other changes over the years?
No, this one does not. This is remove the legislative prohibition and then go through the planning and zoning process that any business would normally go through in the town of Lincoln.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're talking with John Taylor, Jr., chairman of the board of Twin River Worldwide Holdings. As part of your outreach in this hotel proposal, have you had a chance to discuss that with the Providence or the Greater Providence restaurant and entertainment communities?
So we've met with the Hospitality Association. We've met with the leadership of the Convention and Visitors Tourism Bureau, Martha Sheridan and some of her colleagues. So we are engaged in that conversation, in that dialogue, and it's going pretty well.
Does Twin River take part is it part of the amenities package, say, for instance, for a convention that comes into Providence itself? Do you market yourself that way?
Not as much as maybe we would like, but we have a good relationship with both of those organizations. We have a representative of our general manager, Craig Skoulos, actually sits on the Hospitality Association board, and our director of public affairs, Kim Ward, sits on the CVB tour advisory board. So we do have
everyone's talking with each other.
Everyone's talking with you, which is what you want. And yeah. And you know what? I think the one issue that arises is how we're going to use that facility. And it's not so much using it as a hotel as using it to attract other convention business to Twin River. And when we let them know that over 80% of our nights in our entertainment center are on a 365-day basis are spoken for, and fully 95% of that business is repeat business, we don't have a lot of availability in the convention or in our entertainment center to attract other conventions. And I think those are the areas that we need to kind of work with them on to make sure that they're comfortable. But we have great relationships with both Dale Venturini and Martha Sheridan and actually enjoy the dialogue.
Okay, we are out of time. Our guest has been Twin River Worldwide Holdings Chairman John Taylor, Jr. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And again, thanks as always to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thanks again, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is made possible by the Rhode Island Foundation, promoting the economic security of all Rhode Islanders by investing in the business environment and workforce development through grants, capacity building, and advocacy. The Rhode Island Foundation, helping our state reach its true potential. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.